You're listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Hey, this is Steve Mariner from Monkey Junk, and it's time to roll with some great blues on Blues Source Canada with my man, Ken Wallace.
And you better believe we're going to roll out some great tunes, some great blues tunes, and they're all Canadian blues tunes, because Canada has some of the best blues musicians in the world. And let's start it off with Miss Emily. She won a boatload of awards last year at the Maple Blues Awards. We're going to start off with the song that she uses to open just about every gig she plays. It's called Hold Back the River, and then we're going to hear And You. This is Miss Emily from her release, In Between.
Love, love, rescue me. Hold back the river and part the sea. Cause I'm no change, change is the devil's breed. Hold back the river and part the sea. Wind, blow, go and spread that seed. Hold back the river and part the sea. Because I know the shore is a place for me. Hold back the river and part the sea. Hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Whoa, hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Sometimes you gotta trust what you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea. I said hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
What you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea. Faith, love, hope, and charity. Hold back the river and part the sea. You gotta give, give if you want to receive. Hold back the river and part the sea. Trust, trust, though it's hard to believe. Hold back the river and part the sea. You close one door to find out where the other may lead. Hold back the river and part the sea. Hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Oh, hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Sometimes you gotta trust what you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea. Hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Oh, hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Sometimes you gotta trust what you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea. I said hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Oh, hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Sometimes trust what you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea. Hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Oh, hold back the river.
Hold back the river.
Sometimes you gotta trust what you cannot see. Hold back the river and part the sea.
I've been waiting for you. cause you're pulling me in, the magnet's strong. Hand over wondering who I am, there's nothing cryptic now, I can't be figured out.
Miss Emily from her release In Between. From the Toronto area, we've got Brian Blaine. We had him on the show a few weeks ago. He's got a terrific album out. It's called I'm Not 50 Anymore. It's got some humor in it. We're going to hear Not Worried About the Blues and Water Song. This is Brian Blaine on Blues Source Canada.
I work hard on the factory floor. Getting overtime and ready for more. I'll see a pension and a good vacation, and I'm not worried about the automation. They say we might be going back to coal, but just like in the days of old, we'll be happy. I had some trouble with the girl of my dreams. We've been together since our early teens, but things are changing as we both grow older, and last night she kinda said it was over. But I'm not worried, this has happened before. She'll be back knocking at my door. We'll be happy. Says I'd write a hit tune, but she also said it wouldn't be soon. So I'm a sitting here scratching my head, hoping it happens before I drop dead. But I'm not worried, cause it's coming to me. I'll be winning that lottery. I'll be happy. Oh, so happy.
dying of thirst, asking why has her life been so cursed. Her children starving, she's praying for rain. Tribal war brings more hardship and pain. There's water yonder, but nothing for her. A cry in the desert, can you hear her? Dani Wadalo. Dani Wadalo. In the dark of night, mother desperate with no help in sight, hiding the child so they won't be found. No turning back, village burned to the ground. They killed her son and they raped her daughter, and it's been days since she's had a drink of water. There's water in the sink, but half the time it's not safe to drink. It's no wonder things have gone so wrong with the water protectors all beaten down. Well, it's come to haunt us and it's gonna get worse when the so-called civilized world is dying of thirst. Donnie Wadalo.
Blaine from I'm Not 50 Anymore. From Regina, Saskatchewan, here's a gal that's got a heck of a voice, Dion Taylor. She calls her music the Prairie Blues. Her release is called Spirits in the Water. We're going to hear Spirit and then Water. Enjoy, Dion Taylor.
Spirit's got a hold on me, set me wild, set me free. In my heart and in my soul, love to rock and I love to roll. Down and out on my knees, begging Lord to hear my pleas.
Yeah. mind. She sings the songs of a future past and lives left behind. There is something in the water.
Diane Taylor from Spirits in the Water. From Montreal, Quebec, this is the Justin Saladino Band. They're one great rock and blues band. We're going to hear Honey and Bad Habit. This is a live album. It is called JSB Live. It is the Justin Saladino Band.
So infatuated, only she can satisfy this craving. Excuse me, pardon me for staring at you, but I can't help contemplating. No, will I be with you, my little angel? Could we make it in time? To you.
gonna take my hand, child. Cause you're my girl and I'm your man. Ain't playing for one night stand. And in the morning we can do it again and again. Now, can I have your heart? You can have mine. Don't hide, don't hide, don't hide. I know you're feeling too wild. Don't try, try, try to find what you wanna do, yeah. So you got it, I wanna know how sweet your love can be. Well, don't you show me, little darling.
This is Justin and the Justin Saladino Band, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Stay dialed in for your source of the best blues from coast to coast.
How's everybody doing so far?
Life might be less of a mess, but
looks back at me.
I got the music and the instruments and notes out of city.
You're my bad habit woman. You're my bad habit girl. You're my bad habit woman. You're my bad habit girl. You're my bad habit woman, yeah. You're my bad habit girl. You're my bad habit woman. You're my bad habit girl.
The Justin Saladino Band from JSB Live. Up next, one of Canada's premier blues artists. This guy has won 2 Junos, 7 Maple Blues Awards. He's got a brand new album out. It is Jack DeKaiser, and the name of the album is Tribute. And we're going to hear the song, Are You Ready? Then we're going to have a chat with Jack. There's a new album out. It's Jack DeKaiser, and it is called Tribute. And joining us to talk about the new release is Jack DeKaiser. Jack, thanks for stopping by.
Nice to be here, Ken. Always good to see you.
Your last album was a tribute to the Chess Years Checkmate, sort of a retrospective. This one, Tribute's a whole different ballgame. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I actually did think about that at one point. I thought, well, it's a trip. after I recorded all the songs, I just thought, oh, I just sound, all every tune reminds me of like some classic song that I grew up listening to, or it was inspired by different people. So I thought tribute was a good word to describe the feeling of the album. Yeah, it's a tribute to all my favorite kinds of players and music, Clapton, Hendrix, rock, blues, Stones, all that stuff.
Yeah, it really crosses a lot of different genres.
Yeah, but I think the blues is the thing that runs through it the strongest.
You know, I've never asked you this question. I've seen you perform, I don't know how many times, but whenever I hear one of your recordings, I know it's Jack DeKaiser playing guitar immediately. How do you keep that tone? Like, how does that happen? How do you do that?
I'm one of these guys that plays the same guitar and the same amp all the time.
So you don't change it up at all. You just keep, and that's probably the secret to your success. I think it's terrific.
Well, I mean, when you, B.B. King didn't have 10 guitars on stage, and neither did Hendrix back in the day, right? He might have had a spare one in case he burnt one, but
yeah, they used the,
I just find out with the Stratocaster, I get all the sounds I want, and it's sort of my signature sound. And yeah, for some of the overdubs and second guitar parts, I use different guitars just to get a different flavor, but my main axe is the Strat, yeah.
So the album starts off with a little bit of Boogie, Are You Ready? And it just takes off from there. Is there any particular song on this album that you really enjoy the most, or are they all the same, get the same feeling for you?
Pretty well. I mean, I always thought of songs as children, and your own children, right? So you kind of have... You don't like one more than the other or anything like that, and then you just let them loose into the world, and you hope that they'll do okay.
You've done a couple of live performances of late as well. Have you been including some of the cuts from this album?
We did, yeah. We just played a show on last Saturday in London, Ontario, and we played the whole album for the first set. And but yeah, there haven't been a whole lot of full band opportunities. We played at an amphitheater in Trois-Rivières about a month ago, but we didn't do anything from the new album at that point yet because it was too far away.
One song that sticks out for me is Supernatural. It's sort of like a Latin-y rock tune. It's an interesting inclusion on the album.
Yeah, I you know, it's just when I'm writing songs, I just go down to my studio and start strumming or come up with a riff or come up with or a lyric or something. And I had that kind of titles floating around in my head because I know like Santana had an album called Supernatural, but he didn't have any song called Supernatural. And I thought, well, I'll write a song called Supernatural.
How long does it take to put out an entire album? It must be an awful lot of work.
Yeah, well, these days it used to be about 5 years in between albums. And then in between that 5 year period, I'd put out a live album of just to keep stuff out there. And the last all original album I put out was 2013, so it's been 7 years since all original. But I've put out three albums since then. We put out the live album Voodoo Boogie, then I put out a best of album, then I put out the all cover album Checkmate. So yeah, you know, it's between 5 to 7 years. I find that it takes me to, you know, write the songs, arrange them. For this album, I probably went through at least 60 tunes. I probably had maybe even 100 songs that I kind of whittled down to about 20. And then that 20 got cut to 15, and that 15 got cut down to 12 that made it on the album. I think we even recorded 16 tunes. So, yeah, I have four songs in the can that we'll probably release as a bonus tracks further on down the road.
So now, was this recorded in your own home studio?
It was, yeah, at my home studio, and it was so much fun, and it was really great to do an album of all covers, and I it was kind of liberating, you know. And when you think of a lot of the huge bands like the Beatles and the Stones, like their first few albums were all cover, mostly cover albums, right? And I thought, yeah, it just made it's just one part of the equation that you don't have to worry about. It is the songwriting, because you already know, oh, these songs are good, and now we're going to record them. So then you're just mostly concentrating on getting a good sound in the studio and a good feel and a good vibe. And once we got that, it just seemed like, yeah, well, I want to record my new songs here.
And who's on the album playing with you?
Alan Duffy has been with me for now about 17 years, is on bass. Richard Thornton plays saxophone. He's been with me about 12 years. Nick Suchief, who's from the Hamilton area, he's on keyboards, and he's been with me about 3 or 4 years now. And we had a new drummer also from Hamilton named Pete Grimmer, who played drums on the album because, well, Rick Donaldson's back in the band, but Rick was, he just took a little hiatus for about a year.
Have you picked any singles that are going to be released from the album?
The third track, Let's Do It, seemed to be like everybody's favorite pick as a, you know, it's blues, but it's also got a kind of, you know, kind of a rock vibe to it. So it reminded me of like a 1960s kind of rock single like the Yardbirds would put out, or maybe Cream or somebody like that.
And where can folks get a hold of your album?
Tribute will be out on CD this week. They're just shipping them out today or tomorrow, and it'll be available on my website, jackdekaiser.com. I also, iTunes, you can get the MP3s, and I'll be selling higher quality MP3s on my website too.
I always say go and buy the album. Don't Spotify it, don't stream it, because the artists really need the money coming back
please.
Their way. And Jack, one last question. What has the pandemic done to the music industry? How did it impact you personally?
Oh, yeah. Well, for musicians, it's been devastating, right? I mean, I was looking at probably my most successful year ever for this year. As far as headlining festivals and theaters, we were starting to, our theater itinerary was really starting to come together. We were doing 2 or 3 theaters a month during the non-summer months. And then I had all these great, we were going to headline Calgary. We're going to headline North Bay. We were going to be at Quebec. So then it all disappeared in about 5 days. Actually, I just finished recording the album. Like I think we finished it around February 28th. And then I played a couple shows at the beginning of March. And then March 7th, we went to Cuba. And I think we were there 2 days and it was like, yeah, they're going to shut the borders. And, you know, and then I started getting all the emails that this is canceled and that's canceled and this is canceled. And you know, if you're Canadian, you better get home as soon as possible. And then we were there 2 days. We thought, well, we can stay here 5 days, you know. So we just took our regular flight back and it wasn't a problem.
And Jack, thanks so much for your time. It's a great album. Once again, it's Tribute. And hopefully we'll catch up with you live again sometime soon.
Yeah, for sure. I know. We're really excited to play all the new songs. They've been going over really great. And yeah, it'll be really nice to get out there and play them with the band for sure. Thanks for your time, Ken. Nice to see you.
Every time I see you, when you call my name, girl, I'm falling for you all over again. Anytime you're near me, when I light up my two flame, something happens to me, girl, it's hard to explain. Let's do it. Let's do it. In the middle of the night, let me do it. Oh, let me do it. Let's fall in love again. Oh, you. Come on, let me do it. Let me do it. Let's fall in love again. Thank you.
tight. Girl, I can't resist you in the middle of the night. Let them do it. Let them do it.
Great having Jack DeKaiser join us. The album again is called Tribute. Let's swing up to Ottawa way. This is J.W. Jones. His release is called Sonic Departure. We've got Ain't Gonna Beg, and it's audacious. It's a word that's tough to pronounce, but that's what it is. It's audacious, and it is J.W. Jones.
Say you don't have the time, too much going on, but I hear it in your voice, baby, don't wanna come on too strong. I ain't gonna beg you now, baby,
ain't gonna beg
now, baby. Stop playing it cool, stop playing it cool. I ain't gonna beg you. Well, I ain't gonna beg. Put your weapons aside. I'm not the enemy. You can drop your shield. Oh, how sweet our love could be. I ain't gonna beg you now, baby.
Ain't gonna beg you now, baby.
Stop playing. Stop playing it cool. I ain't gonna beg you. Well, I ain't gonna beg, no.
We'll be right back.
ain't gonna beg you.
Hi, this is J.W. Jones, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the Canadian blues scene alive and swinging.
J.W. Jones from Sonic Departure, and we're going to make our departure. We've run out of time. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week, and stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.